Oh, hi, Chance. I am so sorry. That took longer than expected. Yeah, yeah, I'm having a family emergency with my dog. He just had surgery, and the doctor called me, and it just took longer than expected. So I am so sorry. I normally I don't pick up personal calls during work, but I've been, like, waiting to hear from the doctor. So, yeah, so I apologize. So what I was saying is if you wanted to, and I would recommend it only because you're already paid until December 11th, I would say keep the account open, and I could take the Facebook ads off so that, you know, if you start getting a couple of reviews and the phone starts ringing on Google, and you do decide to continue, moving forward, you would only pay $199. But the reason I suggest that is because, you know, you are ranking now, but you don't have the 5-star review. So I think that that's going to be crucial to your results, you know, as far as, you know, client calls. If they see you up there with the other companies that have 5 stars, now you're in the running to capture that business. You know what I mean? So I think that that would be...
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, even if it's a buddy that could help you out and go on there and put a 5-star, that will make all the difference for you, you know? Matter of fact, I'll go on there and jump start it and do the first one for you. But, you know, if you want to cancel, I respect it.
Yeah, another thing is to just check on all those transactions.
I already sent that over to that department.
It's
just
like $1,500.
No, you're going to get, if you were overcharged, you're absolutely going to get refunded. But I want to let you know that the finance girl, her name is Sasha, she doesn't come in until 9:00 Pacific, and because we're on the West Coast, and it's only 8:35 right now. So even though I've already notified her, I probably won't hear back from her until after 9:00, after she logs into her computer and whatnot. But, yeah, I would automatically...
That'll be 9, 10, 11, hour and a half.
I think 12 noon is 9:00 Pacific, is 12 noon is Eastern, because you guys are 3 hours ahead of us. So at 12 o'clock, she'll come in, and then I'll probably hear from her pretty quickly after that as to whether you were overcharged or not. And if you were, I would just automatically go in and process the refunds for you. If not, I'll call you and just, tell you to, you know, maybe call the card company and say it looks like multiple transactions are there, but only one went through. But I don't understand this, because it says consumer multi-use virtual card number, and then under that it says approved, but it didn't approve where it turned, like, because with our system it'll turn green if it approves, and it didn't turn green. It was still in white, so I don't know why it says that. So it could be that
it sounds like it was just approved but wasn't showing green.
It could be. That's why I want to send this over to her. Yeah. I took a screenshot of it, and I'm going to send her your account and just ask her if she can give me some insight. Yeah. So, yeah, don't worry about that. That's a side note. I'm more concerned that, you know, you did pay, you know, what, 3 times, so what, like almost $1,000 now. And if you haven't had results, you know, I'd want you to at least get the most bang for your buck so you could recoup some of that money, you know? And I know that canceling it right now would kind of unravel everything that we started, and the site would come down.
Well, I mean, if I'm already paid up for a month, I'll just cancel it on December 10th.
That's what I would recommend.
If I canceled it now, right?
Then you don't
get the service off.
Right.
If I cancel now, you guys don't, like, just kind of shut the term.
No. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So with that being said, that December 11th payment would have been due no matter what. So, you know, either way, I mean, not December, November 11th payment. So it's not like if you pay on November 11th and then you cancel now that they prorate the month and they, you know, give you a refund for the rest, because we already take that money and we send it to Facebook to run the ads and we send it to our technicians to do the programming because Google changes the algorithms daily. So, you know, that, you know, that one charge will stick, but the other ones will fall off if you were overcharged. And one thing I could do to help you out a little bit on the back end, just to make sure that you get a full month, is on my end, even though it showed all those, you know, weird errors, it didn't show that it actually processed till the 16th, so I could at least give you till December 16th. That way, as long as you tell yourself, mm-hmm. you know, hey, I'll call by like the 13th or something, just a couple of days ahead of time, we could cancel you out and you wouldn't mm-hmm. have any further charges. But I'm confident that you'll see a strong mm-hmm. impact this month and you're probably going to want to keep it. You know what I mean?
I'm doubting that, but I mean, I hope so, but I'm really just doubting it.
Well, I mean,
I think all my confidence has been kind of, diminished.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, I would be
so,
too.
I
was in your, but I'll tell you, I've been with this company for 13 years.
Well, I'm paying money to get work, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm not getting work, from this platform. I'm getting work from
other
you know,
platforms.
Just other avenues. Focusing my hard earned money somewhere. Like I work hard for my money. I don't like giving
Agreed.
It away with no results.
I agree. I don't want you to
yeah,
either.
I'm just in the, I'm in the business of results. So
if you spend money and you're getting a return, you're going to want to keep it. So I want you to get a return too, believe me.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that I don't,
yeah, exactly.
but I can see just because of, you know, your Google page is kind of like blank and everybody else up there has 5 stars. I can see that that's a factor. But also I'm going to have the technicians, as soon as we get off the phone, do some performance updates on your account and, you know, perform those updates behind the scenes and start some weekly posts and all of that. That will also help you more behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, I see that they're already doing the weekly posts, which is good. They started that back on October 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll have them up All the right. frequency to twice a week or something, you know, just to give you some, you know, more traction. And then I'll also go on
yeah,
there
something.
And write you that first 5-star review just to kind of jumpstart things. And please
yeah.
have your, you know, anybody that you know that'll go on there, forward that email and have them, you know, go
yeah.
on there and write you a review here
yep.
and there. And what I would recommend, because I've had some clients go gung-ho with it, which is kind of funny, where as soon as we get off the phone, I see that day and the next day, like 10 or 12 reviews come in. But then after that, nothing. So that also looks suspicious to an end user. You know, how come this guy got, you know, 12 reviews on the 18th, but nothing since, you know? So if you know, like,
mm-hmm.
hey, I have, you know, some good 5, 6, 7 solid people that'll do it, maybe sent out a couple of those this week and a couple of those next week. That way they're coming in like consistently rather than a big batch of reviews at once, which could look suspicious to an end user. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does
yeah.
that make sense?
I think, yeah.
It does? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I hope I didn't confuse
no,
you.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Okay. So I pushed the billing out for you to December 16th, and I'm just going to double check here on my calendar. December 16th is a Monday, which is good. So if you called us on Friday, the 13th of December, we could cancel it out and you won't have any further charges, okay?
Yep. And then I'll hear back from the financial today.
As soon as I hear from them, I'm going to communicate that with you. Absolutely. Yeah, because, yeah, don't worry about that. I don't want you to worry about the charges.
I mean, I hate waiting around for phone calls, so.
I know.
I feel like.
Especially
when. I feel like shit just gets dropped and people just forget. Well, yeah,
do you think
yeah, I mean,
that,
so,
do you think you want to call the card company in the meantime just to get some insight from them and ask? Because I'll send you a screenshot of what it's showing just so you can see it. I'll send the same screenshot
yeah,
of what
you can
I sent
just
to
email
Sasha.
It to me.
Yeah, I'll email it to you and in the meantime call them and say, look, I have this company that's saying they were only charged once, but there's multiple charges on here, you know? Do you think that that's valid?
No, and yeah, it definitely went through.
Okay. Well,
so,
then
yeah, either way,
it's
on your guys' end or theirs.
Probably Sasha will be able to. Okay. You got it.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.